This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, has been sentenced to 47 years in prison for tax evasion and bank fraud. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, federal judge T.S. Ellis did not impose the sentence prosecutors were looking for.
Paul Manafort, in a wheelchair because of problems with gout, showed no visible reaction to the 47-month-long sentence. It stems from his work advising Ukrainian politicians and not from his work in the Trump campaign, a point stressed by White House counselor Kellyanne Conway.
There is no sentencing today that has anything to do with collusion with Russia in the campaign.
Manafort told the court he felt humiliated and ashamed, but the judge noted there was no apology. The former Trump campaign chairman still faces sentencing in the District of Columbia for a separate case for illegal lobbying. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen is suing the president's company for failing to pay his legal bills. AP Washington correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen says the Trump Organization promised to pay his legal bills, but it stopped after federal agents seized the papers of the former Trump fixer last spring. Cohen's lawsuit says he was paid $1.7 million to cover legal costs, but since the payments stopped around the time he raised the possibility of cooperating with prosecutors, he's run up another $1.9 million in legal bills. Cohen's scheduled to report to prison in May to start serving a three-year sentence for tax crimes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations stemming from his role in hush money payments to Trump paramours. Warren Levinson, New York.
India wants to keep buying Iranian oil at its current level of about 300,000 barrels per day as it's negotiating with Washington about extending a waiver of U.S. sanctions past early May. Two sources in India with knowledge of the matter have said India has reduced its purchases of Iranian oil but has been in talks on extending a